A couple of years ago, I had one of those five-year-old kid moments. It was in a hospital where there were some very grown-up stories to do about healthcare costs and unemployment. But in a new wing of the hospital, a workman was putting up drywall. And as drywall installers are wont to do, he reached the top of the wall with his screwdriver by walking on stilts. Enter the five-year-old boy who hides inside the soul of so many adult men like me. The thought of stilts was simply wonderful. And when I reminded my producer colleague of that moment, he too seemed to recall the industrial stilt walker as vividly as I did. Our conversation led, as most of my conversations this century lead, to Google and to people like Joe Bowen.
There's magic in stilts. You get up 2 or 3 feet higher than anyone else. It becomes magic.
Mr. Bowen walked over 3,000 miles across the country on stilts for muscular dystrophy. He says stilt walking has been going on forever, and it's still going on.
I live on a small farm in eastern Kentucky, and there's probably 20 or 30 neighbor kids that walk on stilts to this day with me, and I keep stilts, and I've got a horse barn, and there's 10 or 15 sets of stilts there, and the kids, they know that they're welcome to use them, and they come into the barn and use the stilts.
Modern-day stilt walking is mostly for entertainment, but not entirely. Not too long ago, French shepherds in Gascony were photographed on stilts overseeing their flocks, and Colorado stilt walker Bill Stretch Coleman, a.k.a. Stretch the 9-Foot Clown, says there are still practical applications that don't involve drywall.
There's so many reasons to use stilts, whether it's marshy or swampy ground or for agricultural uses, stringing hops or picking fruit or pruning the trees.
And to Bill Coleman's list you can add the stilt fishermen of Sri Lanka perched high above the surf. So far, those are the utilitarian uses of stilts that I've found, but there is something much better, historic, and completely unutilitarian that's actually scheduled to happen this week that involves stilts. Tomorrow, in the city of Namur, in Wallonia, the French-speaking part of Belgium, two teams of locals dressed in red suits with white trim are set to vie for the Golden Stilt, the highest honor in the sport of stilt jousting. So far as I know, it is the only honor in the sport of stilt jousting. They do it in Namur every year. One team called the Melans have stilts with black and yellow stripes. The other, the Evresses, have stilts with red and white stripes. One team, according to local theory, is named for an old bar. The name of the other team makes no sense at all. With their own stilts, the jousters swipe at their opponent's stilts to trip them up or knock them down. When only one team is standing, the competition turns individual, and the last man of Namur standing wins the Golden Stilt. As Bertrand Patrice told me, and he is the financial director of the Stilt Walkers of Namur, tomorrow they mark 600 years of stilt jousting in the city.
We have a document here in the archives of the city, which is from 8 December of 1411, and it's a document where the Count of Namur has decided that it was forbidden to use stilts in the city, and not only to use stilts, but to fight on stilts.
So the people of this Belgian city figure there had to be stilt jousting before that for it to be banned, and indeed there are tales of teams of 1,000 competing in the city's central square. Well, Bertrand Patry says the red costumes are modeled on what 17th century stilt fighters wore before things got less formal.
We have a lot of paintings from the 18th century, and there it's very clear that there is no special costume for the fighters.
Do you think that it just happens that Namur is the rare stilt-fighting city for whom documents survive? Or is this something unique to your town?
What is unique to our town is the tradition of fighting. They were using stilts because we have a lot of rivers here around the city. But why, as they began to fight, honestly, we don't know.
Monsieur Patrice observed to me that people tend to make games of the things they use. And since the rivers often flooded around Namur, walking on stilts, he says, was common. Which is what makes stilts so amusing. In the evolution of transportation, their minimal survival is a tribute to their inherent unfitness. They are a reminder that, in addition to all those bright ideas, inventing the wheel, taming the horse, engineering the bicycle, human beings have come up with some truly bizarre means of transportation, too, which, after all these centuries, are still good for a laugh and perhaps some magic. ¶¶
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.